be clearly defined and determined on what basis he is coming into the business. And otherwise it will lead to disputes. And disputes is no ordinary thing. وَلَا تَنَازَوُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْحَبَ رَيْكُمْ. Do not argue and dispute. Allah Ta'ala will take away your strength. Allah Ta'ala will dissipate your strength. It happens. So we see how many business empires who were so great, the business people started, the shareholders started fighting. You find now that empire has crumbled. Because Allah said in the Quran, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا, do not dispute, Allah will take away your strength. So be very clear that your lack of transparency in your business must not lead in any way to disputes and arguments. Another important thing, my dear respected brothers, is cooperation. We need to cooperate. When you look at the situation in the world today, in cooperation, there is betterment of everyone. Now, if you want to just live a comfortable life on your own, by all means, you can do so. But sometimes you have to look at what role the Muslim businessmen collectively are playing in the affairs of the community and society. And then you start looking with regard to how to cooperate to keep that fida, that benefit all going, ongoing. Otherwise, if you're not going to cooperate, then you're going to see, you will say, fine, in time to come, you will say the Chinese import or this particular aspect that the branded things have taken us out of the market. Now, why isn't there something that Muslim people can cooperate for the betterment of the ummah and the community and themselves? Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has spoken about cooperation. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Cooperate in matters of goodness and piety. Allah did not say only cooperate with people of goodness. Allah didn't say cooperate with people of goodness. Allah said cooperate in goodness. And cooperation come out of shared mutual objectives. Surely Muslim businessmen, whoever they are in the whole country, have shared mutual objectives. Pleasing Allah, coming closer towards Almighty Allah, seeing to the benefit of the community. When this is there, why can't we cooperate for the betterment of the community? Today, unfortunately, we find that many times, you know, partnerships don't work in Muslim businesses. I don't know why it is. Is it because of our selfishness? Is it because of our individuality? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith that Allah Ta'ala says, whenever there is a partnership between Muslim enterprise, between Muslim businessmen, Allah says, I'm the partner in that. I'm a partner in people who have business partnerships. I remain a partner until a time comes when there is dishonesty in that business partnership. And when there is dishonesty from one of the partners, Allah says, I remove my partnership. I remove myself from that particular partnership. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, unfortunately, most partners, they oppress one another. They don't work fairly towards one another. But there is benefit in cooperation. Look at the benefit that the people who are on wrong have done for the sake of cooperation, where and where they have gone. And then you look at the European Union, and how many countries they were. They come from different backgrounds, but they have united for a shared mutual objective, and look at how well they have done. Why can't we learn from there? I'm not saying we must learn from there. We got our own reasons for doing it. Look at what Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Khalifa Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written. And I really want you to listen to this. He said, agar kabhi dekho ki koi batil ubar rahe hai, to samaj ki koi haq wali cheez uske saath lag gayi hai. Whenever you see people who are on wrong, they are progressing, then always know that they have taken certain qualities of haq and they have implemented it. Therefore, they are prospering. So there is no doubt. Cooperation, they have learned. They have taken from our teachings and they have done well. Cooperation, you know, integrity, honesty, in doing professionalism in business. Sometimes a Muslim employee, if he has an option to work for a Muslim company or non-Muslim company, who does he work for? So they have used that, what Allah has given us. The way Maulana Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi say, if you ever see people of batting progressing, is because they have taken qualities of the people of Haq and the people of Haq have not taken it. How unfortunate this particular aspect is, my dear respected brothers. We say we have very great business credentials, but look at the beauty Allah has given us. Why can't we implement it? We will find our business will become even better, not only for ourselves, for our community. And in conclusion, I will just make mention. We know, we say we are good business. Remind me of one small humorous incident. A person's father passed away.